بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful.
يا أيها النبي إذا طلقتم النساء فطلقوهن لعدتهن وأحصوا العدة واتقوا الله ربكم لا تخرجوهن من بيوتهن ولا يخرجن إلا أن يأتين بفاحشة مبينة وتلك حدود الله ومن يتعد حدود الله فقد ظلم نفسه لا تدري لعل الله يحدث بعد ذلك أمرا.
O Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when you divorce women, divorce them at their iddah, meaning prescribed periods, and count accurately their iddah periods, and fear Allah, your Lord, O Muslims, and turn them not out of their husbands' homes, nor shall they themselves leave, except in the case they are guilty of some open illegal sexual intercourse. And those are the set limits of Allah. And whoever transgresses the set limits of Allah, then indeed he has wronged himself. You, meaning the ones who divorces his wife, know not. It may be that Allah will afterward bring some new things to pass, meaning return her back to you, if that was the first or second divorce.
فإذا بلغن أجلهن فأمسكوهن بمعروف أو فارقوهن بمعروف وأشهدوا ذوي عدل منكم وأقيموا الشهادة لله ذلكم يوعظ به من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا.
Then, when they are about to fulfill their term appointed, either take them back in good manner or part with them in good manner, and take for witness two just persons from among you, meaning the Muslims, and establish the witness for Allah. That will be an admonition given to him who believes in Allah and the Last Day. And whosoever fears Allah and keeps his duty to him, he will make a way for him to get out, meaning from every difficulty.
وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا.
And he, meaning Allah, will provide him from sources he could never imagine. And whosoever puts his trust in Allah, then he, meaning Allah, will suffice him. Verily, Allah will accomplish his purpose. Indeed, Allah has set a measure for all things.
وَاللَّائِي يَئِسْنَ مِنَ الْمَحِيضِ مِن نِسَائِكُمْ إِنِ ارْتَبْتُمْ فَعِدَّتُهُنَّ ثَلَاثَةُ أَشْهُرٍ وَاللَّائِي لَمْ يَحِضْنَ وَأُولَاتُ الْأَحْمَالِ أَجَلُهُنَّ أَن يَضَعْنَ حَمْلَهُنَّ وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَل لَّهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا.
And those of your women as have passed the age of monthly courses, for them the iddah, prescribed period, if you have doubts about their periods, is 3 months. And for those who have no courses, meaning they are still immature, their iddah, prescribed period, is 3 months likewise, except in the case of death. And for those who are pregnant, whether they are divorced or their husbands are dead, their iddah, meaning prescribed period, is until they deliver, meaning their burdens. And whosoever fears Allah and keeps his duty to him, he, meaning Allah, will make his matters easy for him.
ذلك أمر الله أنزله إليكم وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا.
That is the command of Allah, which He has sent down to you. And whosoever fears Allah and keeps His duty to Him, He will remit His sins from him and will enlarge His reward.
أسكنوهن من حيث سكنتم من وجدكم ولا تضاروهن لتضيقوا عليهن وإن كن أولات حمل فأنفقوا عليهن حتى يضعن حملهن فإن أرضعن لكم فآتوهن أجورهن وأتمروا بينكم بمعروف وإن تعاسرتم فسترضع له أخرى.
Lodge them, meaning the divorced women, where you dwell, according to your means, and do not treat them in such a harmful way that they be obligated to leave. And if they are pregnant, then spend on them till they deliver. Then if they give suck to the children for you, give them their due payment, and let each of you accept the advice of the other in a just way. But if you make difficulties for one another, then some other women may give suck to him, meaning the father of the child.
لِيُنْفِقْ ذُو سَعَةٍ مِّن سَعَةٍ وَمَنْ قُدِرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقُهُ فَلْيُنْفِقْ مِمَّا آتَاهُ اللَّهُ لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا ما آتاها سيجعل الله بعد عسر يسرا.
Let the rich man spend according to his means, and the man whose resources are restricted, let him spend according to what Allah has given him. Allah puts no burden on any person beyond what he, meaning Allah, has given him. Allah will grant after hardship ease.
وكأين من قرية عتت عن أمر ربها ورسله فحاسبناها حسابا شديدا وعذبناها عذابا نكرا.
And many a town, meaning population, revolted against the command of its Lord and his messengers, and we called it to severe account, meaning torment in this worldly life, and shall punish it with a horrible torment, meaning hell in the hereafter.
فذاقت وبال أمرها وكان عاقبة أمرها خسرا.
So it tasted the evil result of its disbelief, and the consequence of its disbelief was loss, meaning destruction in this life and an eternal punishment in the hereafter.
أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَدْ أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكُمْ ذِكْرًا.
Allah has prepared for them a severe torment. So fear Allah and keep your duty to Him, O men of understanding who have believed. Allah has indeed sent down to you a reminder, meaning this Quran.
رَسُولًا يَتْلُو عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ مُبَيِّنَاتٍ لِيُخْرِجَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ وَمَن يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ وَيَعْمَل صَالِحًا يُدْخِلْهُ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا قَدْ أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ لَهُ رِزْقًا.
And has also sent to you a messenger, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who recites to you the verses of Allah, meaning Quran, containing clear explanations that he, meaning Allah, may take out those who believe and do righteous good deeds from the darkness, meaning of polytheism and disbelief, to the light, meaning of monotheism and true faith. And whosoever believes in Allah and performs righteous good deeds, He will admit him into gardens under which rivers flow, meaning paradise, to dwell therein forever. Allah has indeed granted him an excellent provision.
الله الذي خلق سبع سماوات ومن الأرض مثلهن يتنزل الأمر بينهن لتعلموا أن الله على كل شيء قدير وأن الله قد أحاط بكل شيء علما.
It is Allah who has created seven heavens and of the earth the like thereof, meaning seven. His command descends between them, meaning heavens and earth, that you may know that Allah has power over all things, and that Allah surrounds, meaning comprehends, all things in His knowledge.